It is not a medical procedure that ends up in a few hours. The transitioning from male to female or female to male takes years for an individual. It involves counselors to help the individuals in their journey before and after. This is because they take hormonal therapy, and this changes the bodily functions from man to woman or woman to man. Happy Pride, everyone. June is considered as Pride Month all throughout the world. It is celebrated mostly in America, where in late June 1969, the disastrous Stonewall incident occurred. All those names, all their fights, their work for the community is remembered in the month of June. In India, Section 377 was struck down in 2018, and it legalized LGBTQIA+ and their existence. But still, a rule or a law is not a magic wand. It doesn't mean that struggles of people from the queer community are a thing of the past. Now, in today's episode, let's see what queer community's challenges are. What we take for granted is their everyday fight, and doing nothing about these now is not an option. On 12th May 2020, a Kasargod native from Kerala was found dead in Goa. Anjana Harish, an openly bisexual girl, was not received well by her parents when she opened up about her sexuality and was subject to de-addiction centers and an illegal conversion therapy. She had posted a video on 13th March on her Facebook page describing the various atrocities that her parents put her through, including being put in solitary confinement in order to cure her bisexuality. She was physically beaten too, according to various news reports. Now, this news came as the world was celebrating International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia and brought conversion therapy to the center stage. As per the Mental Health Care Act 2017, which came into effect in July 2018, an adult person cannot be treated for any mental health condition without their express consent, or that of a nominated representative in case they lack the capacity to make decisions or pose a danger to themselves and others. A representative can only be nominated by the person requiring treatment. Now, homosexuality has been struck off from the list of psychiatric disorder by American Psychiatric Association in 73 and from International Classification of Diseases by World Health Organization in 1992. And after almost two decades, in 2018, we followed. Still, the stigma that surrounds the queer community is harder to get rid of. It is already an uphill battle for almost every single soul from the queer community, starting from accepting themselves to not accidentally talking about it in public. There's internalized homophobia that the individuals have to deal with, fear from society, harassment from the police if caught, getting housing, proper education, job opportunities, stigma, loss of relationships, being abandoned by their own family and friends. Striking down of Section 377 is the first step towards the right direction, but to overcome the battles of the society and self is perennial. Let's take a short break and see what other challenges does the community at large face. Do reflect on what we just discussed. I'll be right back. ए छक्के अबे छक्का है क्या ऐसे कपड़े पहना है मॉम आई एम गे ओ सो यू आर अ छक्का छक्का यूनिक आर सम वेरी डेरोगेटरी टर्म्स दैट आर यूज्ड टू कॉज पेन टू एनी मैन हु इज नॉट सो मैनली और एफेमिनेट छक्का एंड यूनिक आर ऑल्सो डेरोगेटरी टर्म in addressing a hijra or a transgender community. The LGB of LGBT community may have had their legality established and are fighting their daily battles, but the T, the transgender community, is almost always added in the end as a token. There are no laws protecting them. In fact, on the contrary, the trans community receives astonishingly horrific behavior from the law protectors. Section 377 just decriminalizes carnal intercourse, but doesn't hand over the dignity of existence. The Nalsa versus Union of India 2014 recognizes the right to self-determine the gender, and Madras High Court ruling on 22nd April 2019, letting the intersex people having the right on their own body. On April 18th, 2020, the government released draft rules for the Transgender Persons Act in 2019, a law for protection for their rights, and set 30th April 2020, giving merely 12 days as the final date for submission of any comments. Although the date was extended to 18th May later, the said draft rules and its comments from the community could have waited till the lockdown ends. This brings in a ton of problems to the community. Firstly, the government failed on its own pre-legislative consultation policy, mandating that at least 30 days be given for people to submit any comments on the draft laws or subordinate legislation. Secondly, the timing of it. The pandemic has not only shaken the economy and livelihood of many, but also has uprooted any means of income generation for this community that depends on sex work or begging for their survival. Calling out for action during times like these only comes to show the abysmally low levels of interest the government has for its citizens. Thirdly, the language it demands. Despite having 22 official languages, English continues to dominate the language of the courts. The transgender and the Hijra community have 46% literacy and 38% employment, well below the national average, according to print.in. Fourth, it brings every gender non-binary individual under one umbrella term, T, transgender. This is an issue because it presupposes an intersex or a hijra or any other gender non-conforming individual to be a transgender. They're all different and cannot be clubbed for obvious reasons. And ranking them, saying they are third gender, establishes a non-existent man-made heteronormative hierarchy system that says man is the first gender, women the second, and T, the transgender, is the third. It is problematic because this enables bullying and putting people down or dehumanizing. Fifth, any transgender person requiring a change in their gender identity on government ID mandates that this individual gets a certificate from a certified psychologist for a certificate of identity. Now, this goes directly against the Nalsa versus Union of India 2014 judgment that grants them their will to choose their identity. Sixth, according to Rachna Mudraboina, a transgender activist from the city of Hyderabad and a good friend, this rule is unconstitutional and the government has failed to take into consideration the fact that a lot of individuals have taken a sexual reassignment surgery until now, and all they are stuck with is transgender as gender identity, among other reasons discussed above. Rachna says that the government is doing work by establishing a national council and a transgender welfare community in Bombay, but fails to accommodate trans men and people from intersex community who are principal in bringing in community-specific insights useful for drafting the laws. Speaking of insights, Rachna is worried that although the government has started to make SRS free and accessible to all who seek, it did not equip the medical fraternity. It is not a medical procedure that ends up in a few hours. The transitioning from male to female or female to male takes years for an individual. It involves counselors to help the individuals in their journey before and after. This is because they take hormonal therapy, and this changes the bodily functions from man to woman or woman to man. Please go through internet for more information on sexual reassignment surgery or SRS. Since a lot has to do with hormones, endocrinologists come in picture. All in all, the government needs to educate and equip the medical fraternity. A trans woman died in Madhya Pradesh after SRS because of complications. A bunch of doctors from various disciplines is mandatory for a smooth transition and a healthy post-transition life for that individual. Moreover, Rachna continues, a lot of personal details, including details of family members, etc., are being asked for before the surgeries, which again is restrictive in nature because most of the time the parents or family are not ready or cooperative and the individual has to go through it all alone. Oh, and guess what? I'll be interviewing Rachna Garu separately and get her perspective on the trans community in detail. So keep tuned. Now, this pandemic will end. Normalcy with new rules shall soon prevail. We will resume our lives sooner or later. However, freedom or equal rights seems to be a distant reality for the trans community. Now, are you thinking of grabbing that snack? Go get it. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Identity, social stigma, no family or friend support for a majority, exclusion from family, society, educational institutes, denial of basic human rights are among many challenges that this community faces on day-to-day basis. Added to this, the media ruins any chances of bettering their lives. In May, a lesbian couple from Tamil Nadu died of suicide after a relative of one of the girls found out about her relationship and forced her into arranged marriage. So the Tamil Nadu news channel read, according to print.in, in quotes, homosexuality is a medical mystery. Psychologists say those in family setup who get into this can be saved or brought back from this habit. So this is June 2020. The entire world is celebrating Pride Month, and we are still struggling to get our headlines right. We all need to stand up for rights for other people around us. If you're listening to this podcast episode and have a mobile phone and are educated and have a job, you're privileged. You need to speak up. You need to be an ally for others. It shouldn't be an issue with people making mistakes in their headlines or their social media pages. It can be because of ignorance, which is debatable, but we all have a responsibility to do a fact check before we talk. And let's say we make a mistake. Others should be able to pinpoint, but in a constructive way, explaining the problems that the mistake can unfold. Upon hearing the concern, the party that made the mistake should be able to correct it as well. That is the kind of a society we should be aiming for. We all have power. We all have a platform. We all have a voice. Using it wisely and for spreading love and kindness should be the only goal and motive. Anything else is just adding to the chaos. Pathologizing homosexuality as abnormal and dehumanizing people based on their gender or orientation is morally, ethically, and institutionally wrong, and it brings in the concept of reparation or conversion. When people are born with certain qualities, blind, deaf, missing limbs, dark, brown, gay, lesbian, transgender, intersex, genderqueer, why we as humans start to make a differentiation in order to control and suppress? Why do we have to resort to cheap tactics of proving oneself as a better evolutionary product than the other? It's a well-known fact that around 500 other species have examples of homosexuality other than human beings. Then why are we so reluctant to opening up our arms and embracing the nature that at its best has created this diversity? Everything in this world is created with one common theme, and that is love. Just imagine, it took us 13.8 billion years to get to where we are today. And you really think you are what you are because you took control of everything that has ever happened? It's universe. Uni-verse. One song. Take care. Thank you.